I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to our podcast where I try to help you to understand the English language using phrasal verbs, expressions, idioms, and other parts of the English grammar. So what do I have for you today? Well, in this podcast, we're going to look at a few different phrasal verbs. Okay, so let me start with the first one. Get back to, meaning I'll return, or we use it in conversations with friends when they ring us and we're not able to talk. Just give me a few minutes, I'll get back to you. Or I'll get back to you later. Or can I get back to you later? So a way of telling the person that you're not able to talk to them right now, or you don't have long to talk to them. And if they give you a few minutes or hours or whatever, I'll get back to you. Okay, so we can use it also in written English in an informal way. I'll get back to you when I have more information. I'll get back to you at a later stage. I'll get back to you when I've done some research. Okay, so we can use it in the verbal exchanges with people when we're answering the telephone. We can use it in texts, or we can use it in emails. Get back to you. Sort itself out. It will sort itself out, meaning it will be all right later. It will, whatever the problem is, it won't be a problem after a few hours or days. These things always sort themselves out. Okay, so you're having a row with your parents or your partner, and you know, it's could be over anything, a dinner arrangement, or who's going to do the washing up, whatever it might be, and somebody says, oh, what's the problem? Ah, just had a row with John or Michael or Mary, and it's just one of those things. Don't worry about it. These things sort themselves out, or it will sort itself out. Don't worry, it's not so serious. Okay. So when something isn't really serious or it isn't difficult, we can use this expression to say it will come good, or it will get better, or things will sort themselves, or it will sort itself out. Give it time. Okay. So it always needs a little bit of time. Put up with. How do you put up with him or her? So somebody constantly annoying you, somebody constantly being aggressive, somebody constantly shouting. So we can use this phrasal verb to put up with. How do you put up with it? So question, how do you put up with? Do I have to put up with this? So something my mother would have said to me many, many years ago when we were making noise in the house. God, I'm just home from work or whatever. Do I have to put up with this every night? Meaning, do I have to listen to this noise every night? Or, as I said in a question, how do you put up with this? Or how do you expect me to put up with this? Would you put up with this? Meaning, is this something that you would stand for? Putting something off. To put something off means to delay it. We've decided to put the meeting off for another week. Or somebody will tell you, don't keep putting it off. Don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today. A very famous expression. Don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today. So don't procrastinate. Don't delay. Stop putting it off. You will have to face the problem sooner or later. You put someone up to it. To put someone up to it, meaning you suggested to somebody that they do it, or you coerced them, or you pushed them into doing something. So, little boy picks up a stone and throws it through the window and breaks the window, and the neighbor comes running out the house. What did you do? What did you do? I didn't do it. He put me up to it, meaning he, this other boy, suggested that I do it. He put me up to it. Who put you up to it? Meaning who suggested, who got you to do that? You wouldn't have considered it yourself. Somebody must have put you up to it. Yeah. So it's a way of trying to ask a question. Why did you do it? you wouldn't have thought about it yourself, but somebody must have put you up to it. Somebody must have suggested it. Somebody must have coerced you or pushed you into doing something. And the last one, to tell someone off. It's a way of chastising or criticizing something. Often the way parents, they tell their children off for bad behavior. The school teacher tells the children off for bad homework. Okay, so to tell me off means to complain, to, as we say in the Irish English language, to give out to somebody. Means to give out means to be annoyed, vexed, or very angry. Yeah, so, or I could hear the mother telling her children off from the other room. Yeah, I could hear the teacher telling my brother off in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So telling me off or telling someone off. Okay, so there, the phrasal verbs, get back to you or get back to somebody, sort itself or sort themselves out, meaning to resolve the problem or the issue, to put up with, how do you put up with somebody? Or do I have to put up with something? Putting it off, meaning postponing something, not making a decision. To put someone up to something means to encourage them to do something they shouldn't do. Tell somebody off means to complain or chastise them for something they have done or something they haven't done. Okay, good. So they're the podcast. I hope you enjoyed them. I'm glad you could join me. So if you need to contact me, you can do so, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. I'm always happy to take your queries, always happy to help you. And if there's anything you want me to bring up in these podcasts in the future, well, you know where I am and contact me there. And of course, when you get onto my webpage, find that link to the Easy Peasy Club, a really effective, efficient, cheap way for you to learn the English language with pre-recorded lessons from me. Okay, well, thanks for listening this time and join me again soon.